Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Anthony Cosey, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, March 1st, 2020, the first Sunday of Lent. Now here is Father Anthony.
I'd like you to close your eyes for a moment and think about how you would like your life to look 5 years from now. Perhaps you're a child and you're looking forward to your teenage years, perhaps getting your driver's license. Or maybe on the other end, maybe you're close, you're in the winter phases of your life, and you're looking forward to meeting your maker, your spouse again in heaven. Or maybe you're somewhere in the middle, you're looking forward to your children going off, starting their careers, maybe starting college, maybe you're starting college, starting a family, retirement. Now I'd invite you just for a moment to think about what Jesus wants your life to look like 5 years from now. And ask yourself the question, do they match? Does my vision of what I see my life match up with what Jesus wants my life to look like? You can open your eyes now if you have them closed. I think we all can say that the vision that God has for us is a perfect vision, but we all kind of fall short. And we can do that same little activity for our whole life. What do I want the story of my life to look like? And I think we all can say there's room for improvement, especially right now. Lent is that time to say, you know what? I'm meant to be like this. I'm meant to have that awesome story. I'm meant to experience peace in my heart. But where I am now isn't quite there yet. And so we're given this time to kind of prepare for our end goal. 40 days. 40 is a significant number. 40 days the Jewish people wandered in the desert. 40 days and 40 nights. 40 years they wandered in the desert. 40 days and 40 nights Noah was in the ark. 40 days Moses was on Mount Sinai. 40 days Elijah was running in the desert in a type of purification away from the evil Jezebel. 40 days our Lord did battle with the devil. 40 is symbolic of this time of purification and awareness. It's like a mini retreat. And so we got to use this time, these 40 days, in a healthy way. The church gives it to us, says, listen, we're going to set some time aside for you to evaluate your life. I think we all can realize there's some things in our life that need improvement. And the church says, you're going to act like Jesus. And why are we going to do that? Why are we going to act like Jesus? Because he's conquering the things that help, that actually brought about destruction into our world. Do you ever ask yourself, why did the devil want him to change stones into bread? Why did the devil take him to the top of the parapet on the temple? And then why did the devil take him to a very high mountain and test him? Well, the answer lies in our first reading. Towards the end of our first reading here, what Jesus is doing is undoing the destruction that happened with the fall. Because Eve fell in three ways. She saw the tree, and she saw that the food was that it was good for food, pleasing to the eyes, and desirable for gaining wisdom. In other words, the desires, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the lust of the heart. And the church fathers would say, pleasure, possession, and pride. So the things Jesus is undoing with the devil, the food, the bread, the pride, getting to be in charge of the magnificence of the world, and possessions, possessing all that the Lord could give him, and Jesus already had it within its midst. So the church gives us an exercise to help us out in those areas, because there's some things in with pleasure, possession, and pride that we suffer with. Those are the root causes of why we're not that perfect image. Perhaps pleasure is something with sexual, something maybe with drink. Oftentimes I like to think of the five senses. What am I hearing, seeing? What am I doing with my eyes, smelling, tasting, touching in my body? And the church says, what do you do with those things that are inordinate pleasures? Fast. Fast from those. Maybe you have an inordinate attachment to watching certain things. Maybe you need to abstain from screens. Maybe it's an inordinate things with food. So many times we think, what are you giving up for Lent? Lent's not about a time of giving up of complete abstinence. We're supposed to ask ourselves, where are my inordinate attachments to pleasure? And fast from one of those. Maybe one day a week, 5 days a week. You have to pray about that. Possessions. What do I want? Am I constantly buying things on Amazon? Am I constantly going and trying to figure out what the new clothes are, what a new car is, constantly trading that in? Jewelry. Church doesn't say get rid of your jewelry and your clothes and your cars, but she says give alms. Because when you have too many possessions, you have no room for anything else and you kind of are attached to them. So she's saying take one out and make some room for more of that goodness that God wants to put in your life to make you that perfect person that he wants you to be. And finally, pride, lust of the heart. What does the church say? Pray. Because when we pray, when I pray, I realize I can't do it all. But how many of us say that? Oh, I can do it. Oh, I just need to work that extra year, put some more money away so that I can be secure. I can do this to take care of it. I can do this. I can take care of that. No, we can't do it all. And so the church says pray. Because when I pray, I realize I'm not number one, that God's number one. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and lust of the heart. Pleasure, possessions, and pride. And the church says, pray, fast, and give alms, because it's going to help you to experience peace in your life and to become that great person, that goal that God has for each and every one of us.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.